I'm Selena Sage, and Live Free is for our collective liberation. Namaste and welcome. I'm inspired to share an idea that has been recurring to me, and that is this idea that you are a blank canvas. And so if we consider a blank canvas and what it means, we can imagine that the entire world, the story of the world, is being painted on a canvas that's too large to even contemplate. And that story of the world is being created by, let's just say, life, an unseen hand. And if we zoom in, we recognize that the story of the world is made up of a lot of other smaller canvases. And among those canvases is the canvas of your life. And so if we imagine that this unseen hand is painting your canvas, there is an opportunity to identify as either the painter, what is being painted, or the canvas itself. And so I'd like to just explore this idea for the first time out loud with you on this episode today. So if you imagine that you are the hand that is painting the canvas of your life, what does that mean? You're the unseen hand. So everything that you are experiencing in the story of your life is being painted by you. And so this is something that can cause us to feel that we have a great deal of control of what happens in our story, the story of our life. But is this the way that it really works? Do we have as much control over events as we think we do? Or is our control really over how we respond and react to those different events that are spontaneously arising? If we feel that we have complete control over everything that happens, this can cause a level of neurosis that we freak out if what happens does not align with what we planned. If instead we see that this picture of life is unfolding beyond our canvas and there is a greater, broader canvas that has a storyline that we cannot see fully. We can't see how every piece of every canvas fits together. So if there's a trust that things are unfolding in a way that maybe we don't understand, there is a relief from this idea of control, this idea that everything that happens has to align with the ideas that we have. And so if we can accept what is unfolding, we can experience peace. But if instead we wait for the situation to unfold in the exact way that we want, that peace is prolonged, perhaps indefinitely. So if we identify as what is being painted, we recognize that a painting happens in many, many layers. So if we try to assess our story based on the current layer of paint, we may not really get a complete picture, because there are many other colors and layers that have yet to be added. So if we can recognize our life as an unfolding painting, if we're identifying as that painting, we recognize that we are a work in progress, that there's more to come, that what we're experiencing now is not the totality of our story. And if we can go to the next level and see and recognize ourselves as the blank canvas, we recognize that we are infinite. There is an infinite number of possibilities for our life. We can't even imagine what shape or color it might take, because a blank canvas carries with it an innumerable number of possibilities, infinite. And so if we can remain as that blank canvas, always recognizing that every moment is infinite, and there are infinite possibilities for each moment, and we start new in each moment without holding on to stories, our identity, or even thoughts, if we can let go and be totally free in and as this moment, as presence, there's a freshness, there is a peace to life that is unburdened by any ideas or notions of the past. If we believe that we are free in this moment, if we recognize that we are love, life is infinite. And our experience of life depends on our identification. Are we identifying as that blank, infinite canvas? Or are we identifying as this part of a painting in progress? Are we holding on and attaching to our story as that unfinished work, imagining that it's finished? Or do we recognize ourselves as the painter of the canvas? As the unseen hand that is creating the painting? I believe that that identification is not wrong, but it has to be done and felt with the spirit of a creator in flow, with the spontaneity of life, which is just art. And so if you, as a painter, as the painter, allows your hand to move freely without ideas of what will appear, gradually you may recognize that something is forming from those spontaneous movements. And I can say from experience that the hardest part of being an artist is to not judge your art, to be non-judgmental, to recognize the beauty of the creation that happened without your conscious awareness. And so if you can be that kind of creator, guided by an unseen power, non-judgmentally creating and accepting what has been created, responding not with judgment but with love to what is being created, moving as love, then there's a different experience to that kind of creation than feeling like you're in control. And so as we experience this beauty and magic of life, I hope that you're inspired to contemplate these three different perspectives, these three ways to identify: the blank canvas, the painting in progress, or the unseen hand painting. How does each identification affect your lived experience? Do you perceive that life is simply happening, or do you feel that life is happening to you? Do you feel like you're being punished, or do you have an acceptance that these are just strokes of the brush that are happening at this moment that may lead to a beautiful painting that you can't quite see yet? Can you perceive that an ending is simply a new beginning? Do you stay fresh as that blank canvas, free in this moment of now, without attachment to any thoughts, stories, or identity? Can you exist freely knowing that life is happening in ways that you may not be able to perceive? That focusing only on your painting may cause a distortion, a lack of recognition of the interconnectedness. I always stumble over that word, the interconnectedness of all things. That your painting is actually a part of a greater whole. And that you are both a part of that whole and a representation of the entire whole. That the creator of you is also creating every other aspect. If you think of that unseen hand painting the entire world, the beauty of you is not so different than the beautiful flower that you might stop to smell. It's all being created and experienced. And to be free, we simply recognize our opportunity to remember what we truly are. That we are love. And in and as love, we are connected to all things, to the entire endless painting. And that is beautiful. And to me, that is freedom. And of course, that is what I always wish for you. And I thank you so much for being here. Namaste.